I've been detouring around road construction recently, and I'm taking another detour today. On the menu is a Michelin 3-star menu. Hi, I'm Quantella Noto, Associate Professor and Director of Hospitality Management at Southeast Missouri State University. What's a Michelin star? It's the rating considered the hallmark of fine dining, awarded to restaurants that meet exceptionally high standards of cooking. Here's the criterion. 1 star, a very good restaurant in this category. 2 stars, excellent cooking, worth a detour. 3 stars, exceptional cuisine, worth a special journey. And I took a special journey indeed, 1,584 miles round trip, to dine at the Inn at Little Washington in Washington, Virginia. It is one of the 14 3-Michelin-star restaurants in the U.S. and the only one in Virginia. This all started in 1889 in a small French town when brothers André and Edouard Michelin founded their famous tire company, Michelin Tire. They wanted to help motorists plan their trips, thinking it would boost car and tire sales. So in 1900, they created a small red guidebook with information for travelers. By the 1920s, it included a list of restaurants according to specific categories. The restaurant section gained influence, so the Michelin brothers recruited a team of mystery diners, inspectors, as we know them today, to visit and review restaurants anonymously. The guide began awarding 1-star ratings in 1926, and by 1936, the rating system expanded to the 3-star rating that continues today. The guide took a hiatus during World War II, although the U.S. government asked the Michelin Corporation for permission to reprint the 1939 guide because it contained detailed and up-to-date maps of French cities, which Allied forces carried with them when they stormed the beaches of Normandy. At the Inn at Little Washington, they served 2 7-course menus, the Good Earth or Vegetarian, and the Gastronaut. I had the Gastronaut menu, and it was personalized with my name on it. It started with an amuse-bouche, a gift from the chef to start the experience. It was a delightful tiny cannoli, a fried potato chip stuffed with pimento cheese mousse, and a bite of ahi tuna with a dollop of avocado. Then chilled blue shrimp with coconut cream and carrot panna cotta. It was perfumed with espalette and lime. Caviar service was also an option. Mary, our server, presented this colossal white asparagus with Virginia country ham and sauce mousseline. And while I was still talking about how good that was, the poached Maine lobster with passion fruit, citrus, and ginger cream arrived. My trio of veal, prosciutto-wrapped tenderloin, glazed sweetbreads, and Sicilian ragu. It was warm with a rich and creamy sauce. A pepper-crusted breast of Long Island duck was also an option. Then the fun surprise arrived. It was George Washington's pawpaw posset, one of his favorite fruits. The pawpaw was served as a cool and creamy mousse with a touch of mint. And how do you serve a cheese course? Well, on a cart on wheels that is a ceramic replica of a cow with a cheese tray on top presented by a gentleman wearing a cheese design vest. Then finally, decadent desserts and farewell chocolates in a box that is a replica of the Inn. They say their mission is making ordinary moments become extraordinary. But my server said they just want to make sure that everything is nice. It was nice indeed and worth the journey. I'm Quantella. Join me next time to find out what's on the menu.